And they ask me very often, Robert, is the world really real? Or is it an illusion? Now the answer I give depends on who's asking the question. It isn't an easy answer to give. Those of us who are well read and as ready as answer can give these flip answers that the world is an illusion, only Brahman is real, everything else doesn't exist. This may be true in the ultimate reality, but as far as we're concerned, our everyday experiences, the world is as real as you make it. Always remember you are the creator of the world. The world that you see is a creation of yourself. And what you're involved in, the circumstances in your life, the vicissitudes you go through every day, are a result of what you are. Nothing more, nothing less. So if you feel your attachments, if you feel the world pressing down on you, if you feel something is wrong someplace, then the world is real. It's real to you. So unless it's not real, this will be giving you the wrong advice. The world is real as long as you feel it. But what I will tell you to do is to go within and ask, who sees the world the way it is? To whom does this world come to? Who is the seer? Who observes the world this way? Of course you do. Well, who are you? Who sees the world the way it is? The world becomes illusory only to the person who has transcended the self, the personal self, the ego self. Then the world is only images, like the images on the screen. People not involved with the screen are involved with the images. They know nothing about the screen. They see the images on the screen. Without the screen, the images will be destroyed. The images will be bent out of shape. But with the screen, you get a perfect image. So it is with the world and consciousness. Your true self is consciousness, but you don't know it. The whole universe is consciousness, but you don't know it. You identify with the images. Your body appears to be an image also. We think it's real. Your thoughts appear good and real to you. Your thoughts appear very valid. Your reasoning is very valid. Therefore, the world is real to you. And having to go through experiences in this world, good experiences, bad experiences, as long as you think it's real. Now let's speak of belief. You can believe one thing and feel another thing. For instance, you can believe the world is real. And you can believe the world is illusory. It doesn't make any difference what you believe. What matters is what you are. This is an important point to ponder. what you are, the terms of this world is for you. That's what you believe. It doesn't make any difference what you believe. Belief is absolutely nothing to do with it. If you can feel in your experience that all is well, and everything is unfolding as it should, then you'll know that the world is Brahman. Not the world is world, but the world is Brahman. Everything will become holy to you, sacred. And nothing will ever annoy you or bother you or disturb you. For you understand this world to be only of images, and Brahman is the reality, or consciousness. Therefore, it's up to you. It's always up to you. No one is to blame but you. No one can ever do anything for you except yourself. You have the freedom to see what you like. But what you see determines what happens to you. Therefore, the wise person does not judge by appearances, but observes the appearances without reacting. And realizes everything is for a time. This too shall pass. Everything happens in time and space, in a worldly sense. But in reality, there is no time and space. There's no world. There's no universe. There's no God. There's no self-realization. There's no illusion. There's only Brahman, consciousness. But you can't go around speaking this way if you're not experiencing it. This is a mistake many aspiring yanis have. They have ideas about what the world is through reading books, reading sacred literature. And they go on exclaiming their beliefs. Remember again, your belief system has nothing to do with this. It is only your experience that determines what happens to you. What you're experiencing. Are you experiencing peace and harmony? Are you experiencing compassion and love? Joy and happiness? If you're not experiencing any of these things, then the world is real. I'm speaking of fleeting happiness, temporary peace, being quiet for a time. I'm speaking of eternal happiness, eternal peace, eternal joy, eternal bliss. This is your divine birthright. This is your reality. This perfect self. Has never made a mistake. Has no problems. This perfect self has bliss. It's really you. At that time the world becomes null and void. When the whole world becomes you, your realization becomes the whole world. Right now, most of us are bound by the body. We only expand ourselves as part of our circumference. When you break the binds that have been holding you for so many years, you become all-pervading, omnipresent. You see yourself as a whole universe, as everything. And you feel it. You feel this peace that passes all understanding. You're not hurtable any longer. Nothing can turn you on and off like a faucet. You see conditions happening. You watch, you observe, and you smile within. For you know deep inside that this is not the truth. This is only changing images, like movies. And just like the images on the screen in the movie, if you try to grab them, you grab the screen, not the image. Because the image doesn't really exist. The picture exists on the screen. It's a film. It looks very real. But try and grab it. And you can't. And so it is with your life. Your life appears to be so real. Situations appear to be so true. Yet if you see it in the right light, it does not exist at all. It's a dream. It's all a dream. Nothing is the way it appears. There should be an inner longing in all of us, eternal freedom. And the longing for total peace and harmony. And the longing to realize and experience perfect harmony in all conditions. But what you're really experiencing right now is your programming. Time passes by, before you know it, you're gone. What have you accomplished? Be honest with yourself. What have you accomplished in this life? I'm not speaking of material things, material possessions. You gotta leave those behind. You can't take those with you. I'm speaking of your spiritual life. Have you really been practicing some kind of sadhana to release you from the bondage of humanhood? Or have you just been running along with the tide, waiting for something to happen to you? This is your life. And what you do is it determines where you go and what happens to you. Any real seeker of truth is only interested in the truth. Not in situations, experiences, what happens to the world. But only interested in the truth. The truth being the self. The pure awareness. And if you're really interested in the truth, you will not carry any burdens in your mind of any kind. You want to let go of them as fast as they come. For instance, you see an accident. Your job is to help as much as you can, but not to carry it. Let go of it and continue your life. You don't think it was right, it was wrong, it was good, it was bad. It goes through, you transcend that. Your service to the world, but you're not acting in the world. Again, this is your life. Where are you on the spiritual path? Only you yourself know. What are you interested in? What do you do with your life all day long? What do you think about all day? This tells you where you're at. It shows you the progress you're making. There's nothing in this world that's worse. You could become angry, upset, or disillusioned. Remember, all things in this world pass. If you feel like this today, tomorrow you change completely. Learn to go within. Where all the answers are. Learn to be true to yourself. Where all the answers are. Find out who you really are. See if you are this body, you are this mind. And the experiences that you're going through. It's up to each one of you to do this. There's no one who can really help you. In the last analysis, you've got to know this truth yourself. You are the one. There are no others. There's only you. Yesterday morning I was in the park walking my dog. And I usually let the dog pull him wherever he wants to go. So he put me over to the bench because he wanted to sit down, so he wanted me to sit down also. I sat down on the bench, and there was a little girl playing nearby. She came over to me and she said, "Mister, can you make my wish come true?" And I said, maybe, what is your wish? She was about 4 years old. And she said, I want to be big like you. My brother's bigger than I am, my sister's bigger than I am, my mom and daddy are bigger than I am. Will I ever become big? So I laughed and explained to her that she'll be big one day also, to have patience. Then her mother called her. The point I'm trying to make is the innocence that was in the child, the pureness. Total awareness. Her only problem was to be big. This was the whole world to her. To become a big person. Then I said to myself, we grow up and look at us then. When we become big, what happens to us? We've been so programmed, so brainwashed. The innocence of childhood is gone. The purity of childhood has vanished someplace. And we've taken on the burdens of this world. This is Maya. This is a grand illusion that most of us are stuck in. And we refuse to let go. We get involved in everybody's business. We have a television we watch daily, newspapers we read every day. We identify with soap operas. Nonsensical things mean nothing to us, really. And yet we become involved in these things. The first step we have to take is to be totally honest with ourselves. Totally, completely honest with ourselves. And see where we're really coming from. Realization will come to you when you empty yourself out of all these burdens that you carry so long. It'll come by itself. But in the meantime, don't walk around saying the world is an illusion. When the world doesn't exist, when you're feeling the world, then you're talking nonsense. When you discover the world is an illusion, you will have nothing to say about it. We have absolutely nothing to say. We will become that. And meanwhile, practice loving kindness, compassion. Help your fellow man all you can. Do good deeds. And work on yourself continuously, 24 hours a day. By working on yourself, I mean, know the truth about yourself. Sufism says something like this: the world I see seems real. My body appears to be real. My mind appears to be real. My source has hold of me. My body has hold of me, telling me I'm this and that. But I know there's something else. Something more profound, something more beautiful than I could ever imagine. There's something beyond my thoughts, beyond my feelings, beyond my body. Perhaps I've not discovered what it is yet, but I know it exists. And give yourself examples. Say yourself something like this: the words in the mirage seems real enough, but upon close investigation you realize it's a mirage. It's not real at all. The snake and the rope seems real enough, but upon investigation I find it's only a rope. It's not a snake at all. The sky is blue seems real enough, but upon investigation there is no sky and it's not blue. These are all optical illusions. If these are optical illusions, then my body must be an optical illusion also. The world that I see and believe must be an optical illusion, because it keeps changing all the time. Never the same. What can I call real in this world? What is real? Everything changes, nothing is real. Then you can ask yourself, then who am I? If nothing is real, everything is an optical illusion, am I also an optical illusion? Yeah, I can think, I can reason. Where did thoughts come from? To whom do they come? Who thinks them? Where's their source? As you keep prodding this way day after day, as you keep pondering these things day after day, the day is going to come when you find release from all this as well. You'll find total release, total freedom. And you'll laugh at yourself so much. For you'll understand what this world is. A dream. Nothing but a dream. But again, if you're feeling the world, let's say it's a dream. It's not a dream to you if you're feeling it and upsets you. It's real. I'm not going to convince you it's not. I'm not telling you it's an illusion at all. Because you're feeling it. I can only tell you to go within yourself and find out for yourself. What is the truth about yourself? Find out. The answers are all within you. Yes, the day will come when you realize there's nobody. But until it does, practice your sadness now. Forget about the spiritual games and spiritual entertainments. It's your life. Work on yourself. Do whatever is necessary to make your environment better. So you can have more time to work on yourself. If something is disturbing you, put an end to it once and for all. If you hold on to these disturbances that happened 50 years ago, 30 years ago, 20 years ago, or even yesterday, this keeps you back on spiritual advancement. Where your mind is contemplating the foolishness that you think is so important. Somebody hit your car and drove away. Now you gotta pay for your repairs. What happened, that's the way it is. And it's one of this. So it has to be done, get it over with, and continue. Go forward. Never dwell on the problem. It expands the problem in your mind, and it builds up the ego. Dwell only on God. How do you dwell on God? By surrendering all your stuff to God. Giving up all the misery. All the attitudes. All the anger. Depression. Give it all up to God. God will chew it up and spit it out. And I'll be free of it. Try to remember that your life is more than the body that appears to you right now. We forget about who we were before we were born. We've had many experiences. We've forgotten all these things. We're so wrapped up with our life right now. We think it's so important. We forget it was a before and it'll be an after. It's up to you what happens. You have been around for millions of years. You've been around forever. You've had many experiences. There's other people. You've had many experiences. So why should this one worry you and bother you? This is only another experience, that's all it is. In universal time, you're here today and gone tomorrow. You're only here for a few seconds in universal time. You're not coming here to get involved in circumstances, predicaments. You came here to find yourself. Discover your real nature. And what are you doing to make this happen? It's up to you. I can lead you to the gold mine, but I can't do the digging for you. You have to dig for yourself. I share with you my experiences. I can assure you that this world doesn't exist. That's because I read it in a book someplace, or somebody told me about it. It's been my experience. There is no world. And yet it appears. The question, therefore, is to whom does it appear? That's why does it appear, but to whom does it appear? Find out. I can also assure you and tell you that no matter what experiences you're going through right now, what is worrying you or disturbing you, if anything, this too shall pass. Therefore, cut through the jungle of Maya. Remove all the fears from yourself. There's absolutely nothing to fear. Nothing to change, nothing to fix. Nobody to straighten out. This whole world is preordained. Predestined. Everything that happens is supposed to happen. But you're not supposed to react to it. It is true that you are absolute reality. It is true that you are Satchitananda, Brahman. It is true that you are pure awareness. But you have to have the experience. And again, you can't have the experience if your mind is full with all the garbage of this world. If you think about it, it makes sense. How can you entertain the soap operas of this world and expect to have realization? You can have one or the other. The choice is yours. You can vehemently make up your mind that from this day on, you're not going to judge by appearances, whether your life or somebody else's life. You're just going to watch, to be aware, look, and let go. Or you can stay the way you are and keep worrying and keep betting. Choice is yours again. It's always your choice. Yet if you will find out who you are and let go of this world a while, you'll be surprised what happens. Find out who you are. Spend the time doing that. Are you really this body? It appears to be a man or a woman, boy or girl. Are you really this person? Find out. Who are you? You haven't given all the tools to work with. The factory of intelligence is within you. All you have to do is dive down and check it out. And you'll be amazed what you find. So in conclusion, the world is both real and unreal, depending from where you're coming from. It makes no difference what I tell you or anybody else tells you. You're the one who needs to have the experience for yourself. You can run all over the world, visit many gurus, sages, teachers, read many books. You know, until you're ready to give all this up and do some serious work within yourself, you will only build up your intelligence. So, that's what you will do. You'll know about the different traditions, spiritual traditions. You'll know all about spiritual life. But you've not experienced this. And then you'll go crazy. Sure. I've seen many people do that. They've read so much, seen so many teachers. They went mad. Your spiritual life is the easiest thing you can ever do. All you have to do is sit by yourself in the silence, keep still, and watch your thoughts. That's all you have to do. Observe your thoughts. What can be easier than that? As you continue to observe your thoughts, you will automatically go deeper and deeper and deeper within yourself. And so you begin to question, who am I? Where is this I? Where does the I belong to? Where is the source of it? It's not me. It never was me. And everything will take care of itself. Everything will happen by itself. Become free. We're already free. Peace. Thank you.